These two stories that we hear in the gospel today, the so-called parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin, they're two of the most familiar of Jesus' parables to us. And they each go something like this. Someone has something. They lose it. They go to great lengths searching for it. They find it. And then they throw a party. They both follow the same pattern. Lost, and then found, and then party. Luke even explains it to us. There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. I think that's the interpretation that most of us have probably grown up with. God is the shepherd or the woman, and we, well, we're the sheep or the coin. We sin, we wander, we get lost. But God comes after us, forgives us, and we rejoice. It's neat. It's tidy. It makes sense. But if you listen closely, there's a problem. Amy Jill Levine, a Jewish New Testament scholar, says that Luke misleads us. It is unlikely that a first century Jewish listener would hear these parables and really think they had anything to do with sheep repenting or coins confessing. And she's right, because I think we all know sheep don't repent and coins can't confess. Think about it, though, as well. What kind of shepherd leaves 99 sheep in the wilderness to chase after one stray? It's terrible shepherding. If you've got 99 in danger just to save one, I think you might be failing at your shepherding job. And honestly, the sheep didn't sin anyway. The shepherd was the one who lost it. Sheep wander. It's kind of what it means to be a sheep. And then the same kind of goes with the coin. There's no possible way a coin can lose itself. The woman misplaced it. And when she finds it, she throws a party that probably cost more than that coin was worth. So it makes me wonder if maybe these parables aren't actually about sin and repentance at all. Maybe they're about something completely different. Notice this. In both of the stories, the focus is not on worthlessness, but on worth. The shepherd risks everything because that one sheep matters. The woman turns her house upside down because that one coin matters. You don't need to have sheep confessing or coins changing. It's about someone who refuses to give up on what was lost. That's the heart of it. And just think for a second about the audience who's hearing Jesus talk. There's Pharisees, scribes, tax collectors. These are all the so-called sinners. The religious leaders around are muttering, "Why is Jesus wasting his time with these people?" To which I would imagine Jesus answering something like this. God is like a shepherd who refuses to give up. God is like a woman who won't stop sweeping until she finds what's missing. Every sheep matters. Every coin matters. Every person matters. But that's not really how our world usually works. Our culture treats people as disposable. We see it in communities that are left behind by poverty. We see it when migrants are turned away at the borders. We see it when healthcare is rationed when mental illness is stigmatized, or when our elders are ignored. But Jesus says, not in my realm. In God's realm, no one is expendable. Let's look at this even further. What if being lost isn't the sheep's fault or the coin's fault? What if it's actually about neglect? Maybe the shepherd was careless and the woman misplaced her coin. And maybe in the same way, people become lost, not just through their choices, but because communities and systems and leaders have failed them. I think that changes the story. These parables, they don't just comfort us with God's love, they challenge us to take responsibility, to notice the ones that our society has neglected, to sweep the house, to search the wilderness, to do the work of restoration. And then there's joy. Both stories end with a party. Why throw a feast, though, over one sheep or over one coin? Because to God, joy is the only right response when someone is found. Heaven rejoices when the vulnerable are noticed. Heaven rejoices when the overlooked are welcomed back. Heaven rejoices when the lost are counted again. The parties seem extravagant, but I think that's the point. Because the joy that God feels is extravagant. God's love is excessive. And God does not do a cost-benefit analysis for each and everything that gets lost. God celebrates every recovery like it's the only one. So, what are these parables about? Repentance? Maybe. God's persistence? Absolutely. The value of each person? Yes. The responsibility of the community? Definitely. The joy of finding what was missing? Without a doubt. And maybe the point actually is that there isn't just one point. Maybe these parables are supposed to unsettle us, to break open the categories that we have in our minds, and to leave us wondering what it might mean for us if we were to live like God lives. Because if God is a shepherd who will not quit, if God is a woman who will not stop sweeping, then what does that mean for each of us? Who are the ones that we have overlooked? Who is missing from our table, or in our church, or in our neighborhood? Who needs us to search, and to sweep, and to celebrate? So here's where I land today. These stories aren't about any kind of neat formula. They're about a God who never gives up. They're about a joy that is excessive and it's wild. They're about a community that doesn't count people out, but instead counts them in. And that is our calling too. We are to be a people who search. We are to be a people who sweep. To be people who celebrate with joy when even one life is brought back into the circle of love. Because in God's reign, every single sheep matters. Every single coin matters. Every single person matters. And the good news is that no one is expendable. Not a one.